Patrick Street Church of Christ in Dublin, Texas, the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, Texas. And friends, this is a live call-in talk show, and the phone number is 254-445-2473. That's 254-445-2473. My name is Kerry Clark. I have with me this afternoon, of course, Brother David Harris, and we're going to go through and journey through the Bible. Now, friends, we've talked about this on our program quite often, but what we want to do is to make this program something that is available to you. We want you to participate in the program. We want you to call, and we've already given you the call-in number. And by the way, we also have access to the Internet. If you would like to send us an email, you may email us at keqx@rocketmail.com. keqx@rocketmail.com. But friends, we want to turn our attention this afternoon to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to begin our reading in verse 15 and read through verse 20. In just a moment, Brother David will be reading that for us. But we want to remind you that we're going through what is called the Sermon on the Mount. And what we find, friends, in the Sermon on the Mount really is what we have described as the Constitution of the New Testament. These are the founding principles that our Lord gave, and every passage of Scripture, friends, and I don't think that I'm exaggerating when I say this. When Paul writes, for instance, the letter to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians, much of what he says in some way or some form is going to come back to what Jesus taught in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. And so we're talking about Jesus' statement, "Beware of false prophets." And I'm going to let David read that passage of Scripture for us now, Matthew 7, 15 through 20.
Okay, now if you've got your Bibles, we need to remember that in Matthew chapter 7, he started out by saying, "Judge not that you be not judged." And we have gone over this for several different weeks. This is not concerning not making a judgment at all, because as we have seen as we go through here, we are having to make judgments, the narrow way, the straight way, the right way, the wrong way. And the Bible does not contradict itself, because in John chapter 7 and verse 24, he says to judge righteous judgments. And so what he's condemning is hypocritical judgments and not those judgments that are righteous. That means right according to God. So then when we get down there to chapter 7 and verse 15, this is what Jesus says: "Beware of false prophets, which come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." And we're going to start there where it says, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." Kerry, now what he's warning the people to be aware of is those things that are not right according to God. False teaching, right. False prophets teach false doctrine. And so he's warning them to beware of false prophets. Now, if we couldn't judge at all, we wouldn't be able to know the difference between a false prophet and a true prophet.
That's exactly right. There'd be no way of knowing.
But what he's telling us here is they'll come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're ravening wolves. Now, you look at the sheep's clothing or something that resembles a sheep, and that's going to be something that resembles innocence.
That's right.
The ravening wolf is something that is going to destroy you in a physical fashion. And so now we've got to be able to identify these individuals who actually are ravening wolves, but they come to us in sheep's clothing. Now, what is exactly a false prophet, Kerry?
Well, friends, this is not rocket science. When the Bible talks about those that are false prophets, it's simply, by the way, there's a, David, and you know this, there's a misunderstanding about the word prophet. We normally think of a prophet as someone who foretells the future. At least if you ask somebody, well, what is a prophet? Well, they foretell the future. And obviously, as you go to the Word of God, you're going to find that a prophet was much more than that. As a matter of fact, a prophet sometimes foretold the future, but sometimes, and how do you say this, they foretold the past.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is Moses, writing by the inspiration of God, tells us about the creation that happened 1,000 years or 2,000 years before Moses was ever born.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told us by the inspiration of God how God created the world. Well, he did that as a prophet of God. So the word prophet, literally the idea is a spokesman, a messenger from God.
How about a mouthpiece of God?
A mouthpiece of God is exactly right. We know that from Moses and Aaron.
Right.
You remember when God called Moses, Moses said, well, I can't speak very well. And he said, well, there's your brother Aaron. I'll let him do the talking. He will be your prophet, your
mouthpiece.
That's exactly right. So then, folks, we've got those that are true prophets, those that are teaching what the Bible says. And then in contrast to that, we've got false prophets. The word there, pseudo, they're a pseudo-prophet. They are a false prophet. They're teaching that which is contrary to the Word of God. Now, friends, we've already had somebody call in with a question. We got a question already this week because we mentioned last week we were going to be talking about false prophets. And we got a call this week, and they ask about, well, who is the Antichrist, and when can we expect to see the Antichrist? And so, David, we're going to examine that as we begin our program this afternoon. Friends, there is a false doctrine out there that is surrounded by this thought. And I'm going to give you the thought, and then we will talk about it. There are those that say since the rebirth of the nation of Israel on May 15th, 1948, that when Israel became a nation again, that set in motion what they call the end time events. And what they say is going to happen in our lifetime. And by the way, if you remember, Hal Lindsey in the 1970s wrote a book called The Late Great Planet Earth. And in that book, he said this would happen in our lifetime, in this generation. But he says, and others that teach this doctrine say the same thing, that sometime in our near future, the church is going to be raptured into heaven. And friends, we've already talked about the rapture, how it's not in the Word of God. But according to them, the church is going to be raptured into heaven. There's going to be a 7-year period of tribulation. At that time, Jesus Christ is going to return. But during that 7-year period of tribulation, they claim that the Antichrist is going to come on the scene. Now, David, this question was asked, who is the Antichrist? Well, it depends on who you read. Somebody said it was Bill Gates. Somebody else said it was Muammar Gaddafi. Somebody else said it was Mikhail Gorbachev. Others said it was King Juan Carlos or Kofi Annan or Prince Charles or Vladimir Putin or Tony Blair, George Bush. Some have said Hillary Clinton. So it's depending on who you're listening to, who the Antichrist is going to be. But friends, all of that is pure, well, there's a Greek word for it. I remember learning it when I was in going through school. It's hogwash. none of that is in the Word of God, David.
Right. And you know, what we have built this entire platform on for this program is, you have heard what men have said, now listen to what the Word of God has
that's
to
exactly
say.
Right.
And that's what we have to rely on. If it's not scriptural, then we're not going to bring it up. This is a legitimate question because there have been a lot of people that have been obsessed with this, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And when we look in our Bibles, we are not going to find that kind of terminology. Now, if you will, let me read what 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18 has to say.
Right.
This is the Holy Spirit speaking through John the Apostle, and here's what he writes. Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists. whereby we know that it is the last time. Now, friends, when he's talking about Antichrist, he's not talking about a particular individual. He even goes on to say that there are many Antichrists. And in chapter 4 of the very same letter, the very same epistle, the Holy Spirit in chapter 4 and verse 1 says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." This is the spirit of the Antichrist here. The individual who refuses to acknowledge Jesus the Christ in the flesh, the Son of God. The refusal of that is going to be the Antichrist. An Antichrist.
That's
one
right.
of several.
Yeah.
One of several.
Well, and like you read, David, several things jump out. In 1 Timothy 2 and verse 18, he says, there are many Antichrists,
mm-hmm.
plural. And then in 1 John 4, 3, he said, that spirit already exists in our life. So that was written 2,000 years ago, friends. And that tells us that John is telling us there is not going to be the Antichrist. There are going to be a lot of people that are opposed to Christ. Well, I just got the signal we're up against a break. I can't believe it. But friends, we're going to come back from the break. Give us a call at 254-445-2473 or email us at keqx@rocketmail.com.
And Clark Expedition. I'm David Harris here with Carrie Clark tonight, and we are considering Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, beware of false prophets. Watch out, be on guard, and we have already covered the fact that we had a man call in and give us a question after we announced last week what our topic was going to be this week, and he wanted to know what this false prophet had to do with the Antichrist. And as we read in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18, and also 1 John chapter 4 verses 1 through 3, it's not the Antichrist that we're talking about here. It is an Antichrist. It is anyone who does not profess Jesus Christ as being the Son of God. Now, friends, that has far-reaching implications, Because if you do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can't go to heaven.
That's right.
But not only that, Jesus also told us in John chapter 12 and verse 48, he that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So, in other words, to reject Jesus Christ is to reject his word, or to reject his word would be the same as rejecting Jesus Christ. And so, anyone who rejects Jesus Christ and or his teachings, his doctrine, the gospel that we find in our New Testament, if it is rejected, that is considered by the Holy Spirit here to be Antichrist.
That's right.
Antichrist. And so this is where we find ourselves right now. Beware of false prophets. Be on guard. Watch out. Be sober. Be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. And the false prophet here in Matthew chapter 7, in verse 15, it says, which comes to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And we ask ourselves, well, how in the world can something come at you in sheep's clothing and be a ravening wolf? Well, Satan has many devices and many disguises.
That's right.
And over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, in verse number 13, we are reminded there again of what a false prophet is going to look like. It says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, friends, it doesn't get much more gloriously innocent looking than an angel of light.
That's right.
And when you're talking about his ministers transforming themselves, the ministers of deceit, the ministers of wrong, the ministers of evil, transforming themselves into the ministers of righteousness, it doesn't take a real creative mind to see how dangerous an individual can be who claims to be something that he's not.
And you know, David, when you stop and think about it, as we've already tried to point out, there have been a lot of people that have made claims that the end of the world is about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We could go back just last year, I believe it was last year, maybe the year before, the guy out of Abilene, Israel Hawkins, said that whatever the date was, September 26th or whatever, he said there's going to start a nuclear war, and that's going to ultimately come, and there's going to be a battle, and it's going to be the end of the world. And of course, that day passed, and nothing out of Israel Hawkins. And then all of a sudden, now you can go right back to his webpage. He's right back up spewing out his false doctrine again, coming up with all these prophecies about swine flu and all this other stuff. Friends, you need to be on guard. That's what Jesus said. Be on guard against these false prophets, because they're out there, and they, as David read, and by the way, I thought it was interesting, Jesus said they had come to us in sheep's clothing. And we said that everything that these writers, it goes back to that, and Paul said they transform themselves into angels of light.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what Jesus, it's talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Talking about the exact same thing. And these guys are out there. They follow after Satan. You remember in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, that we're to be on guard because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. David, Satan is out there. He's active. He wants to get us. And we've got a lot of false prophets that are working for Satan, and they claim to be ministers of the gospel. But David, they don't preach the one gospel that Jesus Christ preached. They will tell you, for instance, friend, well, you don't have to be baptized in order to be saved. Now, David, Jesus said in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And then we've got somebody that'll jump up and say, well, you don't have to be baptized to be saved. That's a false prophet.
Absolutely, it's a false prophet. And friends, anybody who would dare change the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and make a statement like, say, I know what that says, but Here's what I think. And anybody that would change the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, friends, is in absolute rebellion to God. And think about this. A man or a woman who would say, I know that's what God said, but here's what I think. What they are doing.